All right, we have a stunning new revelation coming out of Attorney General Pam Bondi's testimony in front of Congress yesterday. And the revelation is not simply that our AG is a corrupted, sycophantic, twisted human being. We all know that. But what we learned is far more insidious. Attorney General Pam Bondi was pictured holding a paper. This paper included the search history of Democratic representatives, meaning the DOJ, Donald Trump, Pam Bondi, the people working within, are creating a surveillance state that reaches from the average American up to the highest echelons of power. They were tracking Representative Pramila Jayapal's search history inside the Epstein terminal to see exactly what she was interested in, when she was interested in it, and then they brought it to the hearing to weaponize it against Representative Pramila Jayapal. I mean, we know that Pam Bondi is sick and twisted. Look at this video of her smiling. I want you to pay attention to her smiling when Alex Preddy, the executed man in Minneapolis, is brought up.
Who tried to cover up the murder of Alex Preddy by CBP agents. You bring fake charges against protesters like the Broadview Six.
She smiles and then smugly takes a sip of her water like Scott Jennings does when we're debating on CNN, where he leans back and sips. It doesn't work when you're talking about the execution of U.S. citizens and legitimate pedophilia that was perpetrated by Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, and other people in positions of power. Now, it's important to point out that this was photographed in multiple different scenarios. First, she opened a binder and people were like, wait a minute. Does that say, if I flip that sideways, does that say Jayapal Pramila search history? That's first name, last name of Pramila Jayapal, a Democratic representative. And then they realized, whoa, she actually is holding a piece of paper that shows the direct search history. I'm going to show you the interactions between Representative Jayapal and Pam Bondi in just one moment, but it's really important to point out that even Republicans like Nancy Mace are just in absolute shock at the surveillance state being created by this administration. Nancy Mace on the Epstein files and the spying said this.
And I'm assuming, like, so I'm pretty tech savvy. I played around with the system. They are tracking every file that we open, and when we open it, they're tracking everything. And you can see the way that they're tracking you when you're logged in, if you know where to look, like I do.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How do you find
them? I don't want to say because I don't want them to hide it.
Right.
But I can see how they're tracking us.
Wow.
So they give each of us a login with their name attached to it, and every single file that we open, regardless of if we even read it, every single file that we open, that file is tagged with our name.
Okay, so she contextualized this a lot. They give the representatives the login, and then they track every single move the representative does. Representative Nancy Mace says right here that she knows that they're tracking her, but she's not going to reveal how, because that means that they would, you know, close that loophole, so to speak. So they are tracking both Democratic and Republican representatives. This is a scary, scary surveillance state. I'm going to let Nancy Mace finish.
So they get the search history and the files that we opened. Everything.
How easy is it to even navigate the files? Like, what's the physical
It's like a Microsoft product. It looks like, you know, Microsoft from 95.
Like a computer lab.
Yeah, it's actually kind of hard to navigate. So, like, Microsoft from 95 was kind of clunky to navigate. This system is clunky. Windows 95. Yeah. And it's clunky. But by the second day I went today, I kind of got it all figured out and how to do what I need to do to find what I want to find.
Do you think there's going to be some court?
All right, this is absolutely batshit crazy, and even Representative Nancy Mace is calling this out. But it gets a lot worse. I want to show you a few clips in just one moment, but remember about a month back, maybe less, when Pam Bondi sent a letter to Minnesota, and she said, if you want us to remove ICE from your state and from the city of Minneapolis, then you have to turn over your voter rolls and we'll recall them. It says, in the third demand that the AG requested from Tim Walz, it says, third, allow the Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice to access voter rolls to confirm that Minnesota's voter registration practices comply with federal law as authorized by the Civil Rights Act of 1960. Fulfilling this common sense request, it is not a common sense request. It is a devious request coming from an administration that wants to use these voter rolls to surgically target voters that would help Democrats. They've done this before in North Carolina, surgically targeting people based on this information. I want you to listen to Representative Jim McGovern explaining how this surveillance state is Why?
So what do you make of the DOJ spying on the searches in the Epstein file terminals that members of Congress are making?
I mean, these guys make Nixon look like a Boy Scout. I mean, this is a throwback to the McCarthy era.
Yep.
I mean, this is disgusting. I mean, I think people in this country are outraged by what's happening. I mean, Pam Bondi's performance yesterday at the Judiciary Committee, I mean, not only was, you know, just awful, but I'm embarrassed for our country.
Embarrassing.
In positions of power. I mean, I just, this has to stop, and I hope some of my Republican colleagues over the break develop a backbone and come back and stand up for the principles of our democracy and our Constitution.
It's also worth pointing out in a really, really broad sense, as he's talking about the Constitution, that the growing surveillance states in the United States under Trump extends from the average American, from the most vulnerable Americans, from people who need Social Security and are getting those their information stolen by Elon Musk, to the highest of echelons. Very, very quickly, this report shows the growing surveillance state is worse than you imagine. President Donald Trump is taking decisive steps to crush administrative safeguards and preempt legal challenges. They are pairing with companies like Palantir to create a broad surveillance state, not only for non-citizens or immigrants, but for everybody, which should terrify everybody. They might know what we've searched about the Epstein files, to be honest. And then Congress erupted over the alleged Trump admin spying on members. I don't think it's very alleged when we have photos of Pam Bondi. It says Jayapal Pramila search history. And the search history, it's obviously, it's disgusting phrasing that I'm going to read briefly, but it's because it's directly from the files. New Brazilian just arrived, sexy and cute. Thank you for a fun night. Your littlest girl was naughty. Thank you for the fun night. Your littlest girl was a little naughty again. It says Epstein victim list. I love torture video. So this is a list of things that the representative searched in the Epstein terminal. I think it's very, very important to point out that Representative Jayapal was the one who ended up essentially nuking Attorney General Pam Bondi during this hearing. She has all of the Epstein survivors stand up, and then she says, raise your hand if you haven't had access to the DOJ, just nuking Pam Bondi, giving the most viral moment of the night and the most legitimately heartfelt moment of the night, because you can see the lack of transparency that is involved in this process. By the way, if you made it this far in the video, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed, and make sure you stick around until the end. We have a lot more news to bring.
Survivors in the room. If you are willing, please stand. And if you are willing, please raise your hands if you have still not been able to meet with this Department of Justice. Please know for the record that every single survivor has raised their hand. Attorney General Bondi, you apologized to the survivors in your opening statement for what they went through at the hands of Jeffrey Epstein. Will you turn to them now and apologize for what your Department of Justice has put them through with the absolutely unacceptable release of the Epstein files and their information?
Congresswoman, you sat before Merrick Garland sat in this chair.
No answer whatsoever. There is no use in showing her worthless answer, but I do want to show you a statement that she gave that's rather incongruent with a statement Trump just gave moments ago regarding Howard Nutlick and his visit to Epstein Island.
Was the president aware of Secretary Lutnick's ties to Epstein when he chose him to lead the Department of Commerce? Was he aware?
Chris Malin was a Border Patrol agent.
Okay, so I'm going to conclude that the president, in fact, did know about his ties because he was the next door neighbor.
Shame on you.
Oh, for goodness sakes. This is pathetic. This is pathetic, Mr. Chair. I am not asking trick questions here. The American people have a right to know the answers to this. These are senior officials in the Trump administration. This is not a game, Secretary.
I'm Attorney General.
My apologies, I couldn't tell.
Oof, that was a fatality right there. Trump gets asked a similar question about Howard Nutlick today.
Mr. President, were you aware that Secretary of Commerce visited Epstein's Island, and do you continue to have...
No, I wasn't aware of it, no. I didn't, I actually haven't spoken to him about it, I wasn't, but from what I hear, he was there with his wife and children, and I guess in some cases, some people were. I wasn't, I was never there.
Oh, he makes it... shamelessly making it about himself, the most offensive part about Howard Lutnick going there is that, number one, it was after Jeffrey Epstein had already been caught in 2007/2008 and then let go. Secondly, it directly contradicts Howard Lutnick's statement that after he met Jeffrey Epstein in 2005, he was so creeped out that he never wanted to bring his family around him again. Well, that's a lie. He did bring his family around Jeffrey Epstein. He did bring his family to Jeffrey Epstein's island, and they shared nannies together. What?
Somebody will someday say that. I was never there. Yeah, please.
This announcement.
Yeah, please.
Absolutely disgusting. And by the way, I'm going to have to tweet this out because... who is Jeffrey Epstein hiring a nanny for? If Jeffrey Epstein and Howard Lutnick were sharing a nanny or exchanging different nannies, according to these emails, I mean, Howard Lutnick has kids. It makes sense for him. I can be charitable there. Jeffrey Epstein didn't have kids, so were they... this is some weird shit, but Donald Trump then responds a few hours ago. It says, AG Pam Bondi, under the intense fire from the Trump-deranged radical left lunatics, was fantastic at yesterday's hearing on the never-ending saga of Jeffrey Epstein. Was she fantastic? She was pretty odd. She was pretty weird. Where the one thing that has been proven conclusively, much to their chagrin, was that President Donald J. Trump has been exonerated. That is not what was proven whatsoever. You were listed like a million times in the raw files, according to Representative Jamie Raskin. Listen to this. The Justice Department is coming under intense scrutiny from members of Congress and both parties for allegedly cataloging the search history of lawmakers who have gone to review the unredacted Epstein files. There is a surveillance state being built by the likes of Trump, Elon Musk, Palantir, Peter Thiel, and ICE. ICE uses this state to benefit. Donald Trump has been working diligently to interconnect the data hosted by all levels of government. I guess not Trump working on this. The people around him are trying to interconnect this data, including the data of Democratic states and local law enforcement agencies. They are trying to purge and grab the voter rolls of multiple different states in a very authoritarian manner. And now... a fresh and high-octane scandal for Pam Bondi hits her regarding this spying. Why is she spying on people? I think Nancy Mace had a pretty good statement on it saying she knows. She knows that they're being spied on, but I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos and you want to support the Adam Mockler feed, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.